Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. And today we're joined by Kevin McLaughlin, Senior Director of Hockey Development here at USA Hockey. Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Harry. Great to be here.
Well, it won't be long now before the puck drops on the next stage of the 2013 USA Hockey National Championships, the youth event, as well as the girls and women's, gets started in probably less than 24 hours. In your estimation, how are things shaping up?
They're shaping up in a very exciting way. Lots of teams. Teams have worked very hard to earn a spot to go to Nationals, and all their hard work, all the hard work of our volunteers who have been preparing for these events for the last 2 years with conference calls, attending other events, planning meetings at their local host sites. I think everybody's ready to get going.
Like you say, it is a long-term process. So this thing starts a couple years in advance, huh?
Absolutely. The host bid to the Youth Council to host these events. That's a couple of month-long selection process and vetting out sites that bid to host these events. And then they participate in the conference calls for the preceding year to prepare those hosts. And then most of these attend the age group and the level of which they'll be hosting the following year. So, and then they go through another full year of conference calls and dotting our I's and crossing our T's to make sure everything's covered for the best enjoyment possible for these young players to get to experience the exciting opportunity to play in a national championship.
So I guess you get to know some of these hosts pretty well over the course of this process.
Oh, absolutely. We've got outstanding facilities, outstanding people leading these hosts. It's a huge undertaking. It's a ton of work. Literally thousands of hours are put in by these individual hosts to prepare for these events. And I think they take great pride in trying to make their events special for these kids. You know, there's so many invitational tournaments that kids go through as they get older and experience youth hockey. And I know these hosts all take great pride in trying to make their event very special so that it's a lifelong memory for our participants.
So that was one of the questions I was going to ask you is, you know, these kids, you know, some of them, you know, play in a lot of tournaments over the course of a year. What is it that separates the USA Hockey National Championships above other tournaments that these kids may participate in?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of things. I think number one is everybody has had to earn the opportunity to get to these tournaments. And you can't buy your way in because there's no entry fee. USA Hockey and the host don't charge the team a registration fee. So it's, you know, you have to earn the right to get there. And some of these teams have had to advance through a state tournament or affiliate tournament and a district tournament for that right. And that's unique in and of itself, I think, different than any other tournament that I'm aware of.
So every one of the USA Hockey's districts is covered in these events?
Absolutely.
Great. Hey, what is, in your role as Senior Director of Hockey Development, I know you put in countless hours in promoting hockey, you know, at all levels, but then I know you're instrumental in all facets of Nationals. When the event starts up tomorrow or what is your role during the course of the week?
My role is to support the volunteers in executing their plan. And, you know, Norm Spiegel is our national tournament chair who is responsible and organizes these hosts and really is the leader of these things. And then as staff, we send different staff to every single host site. And our job is to be Johnny on the spot, willing to do anything needed and help support the host. And then our numerous directors that are, you know, the leaders of the tournaments, the tournament directors that actually travel in from outside the host city and lead the different divisions and the different levels through this. We've got 8 different host cities. We've got 23 different divisions and 17 different levels. So we've got a total of 31 directors. It's a huge volunteer effort. And then all of those directors have volunteer groups that help, you know, on site with merchandise sales, with information desk to help the people from out of town, you know, find a restaurant or find a good sightseeing opportunity. There's volunteer timekeepers and scorekeepers. You know, you've got this huge network of people that really make these events happen.
Wow, it sounds like quite a total team effort to pull this off.
Absolutely, we look at it just like a hockey team, and you have, you know, everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility, and we just try, as staff, we try to be there to support our host and support our directors in any manner that they might need us.
So I would imagine, you know, in all your years working here at USA Hockey, you've probably come across quite a number of different unique situations during the course of the week.
Oh yeah, every time you think you've seen it all, you know, something rears its head. Sometimes great things, sometimes embarrassing things. We try to, you know, minimize the embarrassing things and really try to catch and witness some of the great things that happen. And just have to always be on your toes, always try to be anticipating the needs of the volunteers at the local host site and those coaches and managers, parents and players that are attending the event.
Well, I'd probably put you on the spot here by asking you this, but over the years, can you talk about just some of the outstanding players who have participated at USA Hockey Nationals who maybe went on to have careers in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my first working at USA Hockey was in Chicago watching Scott Gomez play in a multiple overtime game in the championship game. Obviously, Scott went on to a great career in the National Hockey League, national team player. We've got Sidney Crosby, Jack Johnson, Zach Parise, Phil Kessel, Patrick Kane, you know, lots of great players. One of the exciting things about going, you know, and having an event this week is to see, you know, maybe who some of these next great players are going to be. And, you know, you may know that they're good players, but it's always fun to see who rises to the occasion during the national championship week and really separates themselves from some of the other great players.
No doubt. And I guess that's evidenced by you go to these events and you see so much representation, whether it's from colleges, junior teams, even professional teams. So it's kind of almost like, especially like in Pittsburgh for the youth, and maybe out in San Jose for the girls, it's almost kind of like one-stop shopping for some of these coaches and scouts.
Absolutely. You know, the best players, or, you know, most of the best players will be, or a lot of the better players will be at these events. I mean, obviously, they're great teams that get these, you know, that earn the opportunity to advance. Usually, sometimes some of the better individual players may not make it, but a lot of these top teams definitely do have some of the very, very best players. And so you'll see NHL guys there, college guys, so forth. And so, you know, it's really exciting, and I know that the scouts really enjoy the opportunity to see these players all at one location.
And obviously, over the course of time, you see a lot of not only great players, but you see a lot of great teams and a lot of great programs from around the United States, I would imagine.
Absolutely. It's really fun to see, to go to these events. You know, several times you'll see familiar faces, you know, coaching behind the bench or managers. I mean, it takes great leadership, great volunteers to make these programs succeed. And it's not unusual to see familiar faces behind the bench, like I said.
This will be the first year that there'll be no 12 and under national championship at either the youth or the girls divisions. What was the rationale behind making this move?
Well, we started the implementation of the American Development Model and looking at sports science, and, you know, it just didn't fall in line with player recommendation and, you know, our player development model that we have. So the board of directors and our youth council, we took a closer look after looking at the sports science, after looking at our recommendations, and said, you know what, they don't really match up, and we were being a bit hypocritical to continue to run a 12 and under nationals when we acknowledge that, you know, player development, our model doesn't really recommend that type of structure.
Okay. I totally would agree with you there. One of the other things about nationals that really has come on in the last several years has been the increased involvement of various Tier 2 teams around the country. What's your assessment of how it's gone so far, and has it met the expectations of yourself and the Youth Council when you drew up these plans?
I think it has. I mean, we could always do a better job, I think, and always, you know, strive to improve what we do. But one of the things that it's done at the Tier 2 level, it's given It's given every state the opportunity to send a representative, and for those kids that play in maybe not the major states, the opportunity to experience a USA Hockey event. And that was a recommendation of Mike Mulhall originally. He brought that to the Youth Council and said, hey, you know, most of our members don't have that opportunity to participate in a USA Hockey run and structured event. And so here's an opportunity. And the way we do it now is we have three divisions within each age group, and we sort the teams into divisions based on the registration size of that state or of that affiliate. And it's been pretty good. You know, it's never perfect, but I think the feedback we've gotten from a lot of people is that it's been really exciting. It's been an unbelievable opportunity for some people to experience nationals that maybe never would have before. And I think every single year we're a bit surprised by the quality of some of these smaller, non-traditional states and the product they're putting on the ice.
You know, you talk about experiencing nationals, and obviously it's a great environment for not only for players and coaches, but also for parents and families, you know, to come and watch kids participate. But over the course of time, technology has really taken off. I was wondering if you could talk just a little bit about some of the technological advances that you've seen in your time, whether it's the internet or fast hockey, and how that is help, you know, the whole event.
Well, definitely. I think the scoring, you know, the online scoring stuff, the fact that we have fast hockey now doing most of our games so that parents and grandparents and relatives and fans of hockey that want to follow teams or follow nationals, they can jump online usually at their computer and watch some of these events. I think that's remarkable when you think where we were, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I talked to a lot of parents that, you know, they couldn't get out of work and they were just waiting for their son or daughter to phone them after the game to try to get an update. You know, now with the video broadcast, with our Twitter feeds and the game results, with the online results from the website, there's so much advancement that I think if a parent can't make it or friends or family can't make the event, the opportunity to follow the event almost, you know, exactly live, even if you're not sitting at your computer, is remarkable when you think about it. And, you know, we have 282 teams participating, like I said, at eight different cities. And so we've got, you know, teams from, you know, Hartford, Connecticut, all the way to San Jose, all the way down to Charlotte, up to Detroit and Pittsburgh in between. And it's remarkable for parents to be able to watch their kids or grandparents or whatever to follow these events. I mean, it's an unbelievable opportunity. It's really exciting, and I think we're very, very proud of what we're able to offer.
Absolutely, it's great stuff for everybody involved. Well, for anybody out there who's not going to be in one of these host cities, you can check out all the scores, stats, and features at USAHockey.com, as well as watch the games live on Fast Hockey. For any of you that are in any of these host cities, you can tweet your favorite moments and photos from the 2013 Toyota USA Hockey National Championships using the hashtag USAHNATS. 2013, and we will take the best tweets and photos, and we will publish them in the June-July issue of USA Hockey Magazine as part of our national championships coverage. Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot for taking the time. I know this is a real busy time for you, and hope you have safe travels this week as you get to crisscross the country and see some great hockey.
Thanks, Harry. We appreciate the continued support from USA Hockey Magazine.